Dateline, September 28, 1990. Before there were DMs, Mega Man slid into our hearts. Society talk enough about Mega Man. Before Monster Hunter, before Resident Evil, before Street Fighter 2, Mega Man was a star on the Famicom, and soon after, the NES. Capcom made a lot of wonderful games for Nintendo's 8-bit console, but none have had the staying power of Mega Man. And this week's topic is a big reason why. Mega Man 3 was the Blue Bomber's third game in 4 years, cementing a pillar for Capcom in the home market. When it debuted in December of 1987, Mega Man, nay Rockman, was one of the first original games made by Capcom for the Nintendo Famicom. Earlier home games were adaptations or sequels to Capcom arcade games, many of which were converted by third parties and often ended up on home computer platforms as well. Mega Man was made by an internal Capcom team led by Akira Kitamura specifically for the Famicom, and it wasn't an immediate hit, but the team wanted to develop a sequel so badly, they agreed to make one in between other assignments. Mega Man 2 was thus a genuine passion project, one finished within a year of the first game and released in December of 1988. It had its share of reused assets, but it was larger and bolder than the first game. More importantly, it was the hit Capcom was looking for, a million seller that was a high-profile success on both sides of the Pacific. Another sequel was inevitable, and it was 1990 when Mega Man 3 was released to wide acclaim, but not without a few bumps in the road. Untrained, eager Mega Man fans' eyes, the first three games were a purely heroic ascension from 1 to 2 to 3. Each game adds to its predecessor, and each increases in size and complexity. But even the quickest glance reveals a much larger gap from 1 to 2 than 2 to 3. The original Mega Man has just 6 bosses, fought in any order, a then revolutionary mechanic, whose powers can then be used against the remaining Robot Masters, plus one extra tool that must be retrieved separately. Mega Man 2 has 8 bosses with 3 extra tools, which are automatically retrieved as players progress. Mega Man 3 has the same, although those 3 extra tools are now combined into a single robot dog named Rush. The idea of giving Mega Man a cyber canine companion was Akira Kitamura's suggestion. In a 2011 interview translated by Shmuplations.com, he says the numbered items in Mega Man 2 were always provisional, and he had intended to name them. Why was Kitamura making suggestions for Mega Man 3 instead of implementing them himself? It's because he left Capcom, which meant that the next sequel's development fell to planner Masahiko Kurokawa, credited under the pseudonym Patarido. Kurokawa had not been on the previous Mega Man games, but he had several years at Capcom under his belt, contributing to previous Famicom/NES games like Commando and Strider. Unfortunately, Kurokawa left Mega Man 3 before it was complete, although not in an acrimonious way, as he was ultimately credited on the final release, and would continue at Capcom for years, including roles on subsequent Mega Man games and the original Resident Evil. We'll be right back. major staff shakeups and behind-the-scenes tensions, it is a small miracle that Mega Man 3 turned out as well as it did. Then again, it has a lot going for it. The game's soundtrack is another winner, despite the fact that it is the series' third straight game with a new composer handling the music. In this case, Harumi Fujita started scoring the game, but then had to drop out to give birth, so Yasuaki Fujita, no relation, finished the project. In 3, Mega Man has a new ability to slide, which gives the game a faster feel. And he has a new rival in Proto Man, nay Blues, who has sunglasses and a scarf, because one accessory would not be cool enough. With Proto Man, Mega Man 3 also has a lot more lore than the previous two games, for better or for worse. Prior to 3, Mega Man games did not have a lot of explicit story content. The original game ends with a text crawl about Mega Man winning the battle, and Mega Man 2 opens with a text crawl, over mostly the same music, about who Mega Man even is and why he's fighting. As a kid at the time, that was enough for me to speculate as to why Mega Man looked like a kid sometimes, but also had the power to destroy other robots. But 3 kicks it up a notch with in-game scenes of Dr. Wright panicking and giving Mega Man exposition, with the end credits naming Proto Man as Mega Man's brother. Interestingly, Roll is not called Mega Man's sister, even though she's listed right after him in the credits. She is merely a housekeeping robot. Regardless of its tumultuous development, Mega Man 3 was well received and sold over a million copies, making Mega Man a bankable console star. Capcom would end up making a hexology of Mega Man games for NES, and the series would continue into future console generations. Most recently, Mega Man 11 was released in 2018. As for Mega Man 3, it, along with 1 and 2, were amongst the few 8-bit games to get 16-bit remakes with Mega Man The Wily Wars on Sega Mega Drive / Genesis. Mega Man 1, 2, and 3 were then remade again, along with 4 through 6, for the Sony PlayStation in 1999. Mega Man 3 would later be re-released many times over in various Capcom-made collections, as well as Nintendo's Virtual Console for Wii, 3DS, and Wii U. Though Mega Man 3 is absent from the Nintendo Switch Online service, modern console owners can play all the classic Mega Man titles via the Mega Man Legacy Collection. With 30 years of hindsight, I still feel like Mega Man 2 is the apex of his 8-bit adventures. Mega Man 3 is a good sequel, but it's also a well-padded one, with 4 extra stages that force players to defeat all 8 bosses from the previous game before finally laying siege to Dr. Wily's fortress. Once there, by the way, 2 of the Dr. Wily boss battles are remakes of Mega Man 1 foes, which never sat right with me after the amount of innovation shown in Mega Man 2. Still, every few years I make a point to go back and play the 8-bit Mega Man games, and Mega Man 3 certainly holds up against most games of the era. It just doesn't quite top its direct predecessor. Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter at FEITCLUB. Good night!